Welcome to the finale of our Christmas special, an original musical entitled Highly Favored. In the previous episode, Mary gives birth to Jesus in a humble stable in Bethlehem, fulfilling the prophecies of the Messiah's arrival. Shepherds, guided by angelic proclamation and a radiant star, come to worship the newborn Savior, spreading the joyful news throughout the town. Herod's opulent palace in Jerusalem.
Welcome, travelers. I hear you have come a great distance. Tell me, what brings you to my city?
Great king, we have followed a star from the east. It is a sign heralding the birth of the one who is to be king of the Jews.
A king, you say? How intriguing. And where do you believe this child to be?
The star has led us here, to Judea. But the exact location, we do not yet know. We have come to honor him, to bring gifts to the one foretold.
I see. And this star, it is a divine sign, a prophecy fulfilled?
Indeed, great king. The prophecies speak of a ruler who will shepherd his people, Israel.
Yes, of course. How fortunate that you have come to me, for I too am a man who seeks to honor such divine truth. Pardon me for one moment.
Herod steps away from his visitors.
Fetch the chief priests and scribes. Tell me, at once, where the prophets say this child might be born.
Yes, my king.
Sorry about that. Tell me more about this star. When did it first appear to you?
Some months ago. It rose brightly, unlike anything we have seen before. Its light has guided us through many lands.
Fascinating. Truly fascinating.
My liege, I have the chief priest.
Pardon me one more time.
Once again, Herod steps away from his visitors.
The prophecies of old. Where do they say the Messiah is to be born?
In Bethlehem of Judea, my lord, as it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
Bethlehem, of course, a small town, yet full of promise, the city of David. Let me finish with these foreigners, and I will deal with that.
Herod returns to the throne room.
Ah, forgive me, I just had to attend to a private matter of state. You have done well to bring this news to me. Go now to Bethlehem, search diligently for the child, and when you find him, return to me at once, so that I too may go and worship him.
Your generosity and wisdom honor us, great king. We shall do as you command.
Safe travels, my friends.
The wise men bow once more and leave the hall. As the doors close behind them, Herod's expression darkens. He gestures for one of his advisors to approach.
Send spies to Bethlehem. I want every child of that age accounted for. This king they speak of will not rise to challenge me. Gadiel, how could we have missed this?
I heard that there were shepherds in the hills above Bethlehem claiming that they had been visited by angels and that they had worshipped the Messiah.
Find that child. There is only one king of the Jews, and I am not parting with my crown.
More than king of the Jews, he came to say. Begun.
The night he was born, everything felt like a dream. The shepherds came, their eyes wide with wonder, their voices trembling as they spoke of angels filling the sky, proclaiming peace and good news. They knelt before him, rough hands reaching out as if to touch heaven itself. I saw their faces, so full of hope, and I felt it too, though I was tired and unsure of what lay ahead. The stillness of that night lingers in my heart, a sacred moment wrapped in the humblest of beginnings. But the peace did not last. When the Magi came, bringing their gifts, they also brought whispers of danger. Herod, they said, was searching for the child. Joseph was warned in a dream, and we left everything behind, fleeing to Egypt under the cover of night. Each step was heavy, the journey long and uncertain, but God was with us. He provided shelter and safety, even in a foreign land. Yet, I often wondered, how could the promised king, the savior of the world, be hunted like this? Was this truly the way of salvation?
Missing Christ at Christmas time, lost in the glitter, the dollar signs. He stands forgotten by the crowded tree, a silent witness to our revelry.
He is gone again, my son, my savior. It feels so strange to call him my savior. I remember holding him in my arms as a helpless infant, like it were yesterday. The angel had said, "You are highly favored. The Lord is with you." At the time, I thought it was a blessing beyond all others. And it was. But I see now that being highly favored means more than honor. It means carrying the weight of God's purpose. I carried him once within me, the Word made flesh, and now he carries me with his promises. I think of the moments I treasured in my heart. His tiny hands grasping my finger as a child. His curious eyes, always so full of questions, always so far beyond his years. The way he spoke with such authority, even as a boy, when we found him in the temple. I remember scolding him, worried sick. And he looked at me with such calmness. Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house? Even then, he was teaching me, though I didn't fully understand. And then came the years of miracles, his ministry, the way he loved people, healed them, forgave them. Oh, how he forgave. He was always patient, even when his own family didn't understand what he was doing. I remember the cross most vividly. My heart broke as I stood there, watching him suffer, unable to do anything. How can a mother endure such a thing? And yet, even then, he thought of me. He looked at John and said, "Here is your mother." He made sure I would be cared for, even as he bore the sins of the world. And now he is gone again, but not in death. This time it is different. I saw him rise. I saw his face, radiant and full of peace, as he blessed us one last time. I watched him ascend into heaven, returning to the Father. I have no tears today, though my heart aches, because I know he is seated at the right hand of God. I know he will return, and I know that his Spirit is with us, just as he promised.
The angels were, they echo still, highly favored, a holy thrill. Not a life of ease I've come to know, but a path where faith and courage grow. His promises, a fire in my soul, though the future's path I can't control. I believed, and that's the key to the grace that set my spirit free. I was there at the start and at the end. My son, my Savior, the world's dearest friend. Though the cross cast shadows dark and deep, he conquered death and his love.
lifted high in this sacred space. My soul magnifies the Lord above. My spirit sings His endless love. He is risen, the world will know. His light shines bright, His love will flow through every heart in every land. His kingdom comes, His power. So are you, and so are you. Believe and let your spirit soar.
That's our episode and the end of our special multi-part Christmas special, Highly Favored. Join us tomorrow when we broadcast the full musical. You'll hear longer versions of some of the songs. We hope that this is a blessing for you this holiday season. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.